Many of our food crops have been cultivated for thousands of years. Traditional methods of plant domestication often incorporate wild plants that tend to promote genetic diversity. This helps increase hardiness and disease resistance. But with more industrial farming these days, wild varieties of seeds are disappearing fast. So, some scientists have made it their business to travel the world to search for and conserve these wild plants. Anne-Marie Ruff has this report from Turkmenistan.
Stefano Podalusi has traveled from his native Italy to dozens of countries to collect plants and seeds. They are then conserved by an international network of research institutes. He's used to tough situations in the field. Here in the mountains of Turkmenistan that form the border with Iran, he and his colleagues frequently have to push start their ancient Russian-made van.
Okay.
But he considers it a small price to pay in order to see this place.
I think this is like feeling like in a paradise.
These remote mountains feel like paradise because of the incredible richness of plants that have evolved here.
So we are now sitting in one of the most important centers of origin of major agricultural crops. Pear for apple, for fig, pistachio, for pomegranate, and many other vegetables like onions. We saw wild onions, wild garlic today.
Stefano and his colleagues take every opportunity to taste the rich diversity.
Oh. There are some blackberry.
Mm.
Yeah, immature. But the ripe one, yeah, black, right. Very nice.
Wild grape.
This is what? Grape?
Yeah,
grape. Really?
Yeah.
Great.
Stefano's favorite is the field of salad greens at his feet.
Yes, this is a very big widespread population of Eruca, Eruca sativa, which is rocket in English.
Even though Stefano is an old hat at plant exploration, his passion for discovering plants is undiminished.
I love this. You don't know how much I love this. You see, like so much. Mmm, great.
But the real object of Stefano's mission is pomegranate, a ruby-red fruit full of juicy seeds that first evolved in these semi-arid mountains. And Stefano's guide in this mission is Dr. Gregory Levin, a Russian scientist who has been collecting wild and cultivated pomegranates for the last 40 years.
По странам Закавказья, Грузия, Азербайджан, Армения, и по странам Центральной Азии.
I have surveyed the Caucasus, including Azerbaijan, Georgia, and Armenia, and Central Asia, including Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan, and Turkmenistan. Because of my work, the pomegranate collection has increased in size by 15 times.
During the golden era of Soviet science, the collection was used not only for conservation, but to breed better pomegranates, which are widely produced in Central Asia and the Middle East. But with the collapse of the Soviet Union, Dr. Levin's work and the pomegranate collection have been orphaned, as their national funding was simply eliminated. So with the help of the International Plant Genetic Resources Institute, Stefano has come to Turkmenistan with Masoud Mars, a pomegranate expert from Tunisia.
My dream is now reality. I always think about this wild population of pomegranate and collect plant material. And now I'm doing that. I'm very happy.
Masoud takes samples of these wild pomegranates to conserve them in his Tunisian gene bank. He will also use them to breed varieties that are hardier.
I'm collecting fruits of these wild pomegranates, considered by Dr. Levin as resistant to cracking.
Cracking spoils the fruit, so Dr. Levin's knowledge about genes that can prevent cracking is crucial. But Dr. Levin is retired now, and there's no one prepared to take his place at his institute. So his new relationships with Masoud and Stefano are crucial to ensuring that Levin's knowledge about the collection and the locations of wild populations won't be lost. There's no road to the biggest stand of wild pomegranates, but Dr. Levin knows the way, since he's been monitoring these trees for the last 30 years.
Yeah, I never expected to find such a thick forest of a pomegranate, you know? It's quite difficult to get through.
But Dr. Levin says the jungle Stefano sees may not look the same 30 years from now.
But you can see that human activity has caused great damage, destroyed vegetation. So now, many species are endangered here.
As these trees die, they are not replaced because herds of sheep and cattle eat the seedlings. This kind of damage, referred to as genetic erosion, is happening not only with pomegranates, but with nearly every other food crop in the world. Wild varieties of crops that contain some of the most valuable genes for hardiness and disease resistance are disappearing nearly as fast as plant and animal species in the world's rainforests. But as always, Stefano is optimistic.
There are good chances that what you see here, all this wild vegetation, wild population, will be better protected and maintained.
Stefano is hoping to secure funding to allow Turkmen and international scientists to protect wild populations, along with collections like Dr. Levin's. While genetic erosion is already occurring, Stefano thinks it's not too late to conserve important diversity.
I think coming to Central Asia like really a jump in the past. You are able to see diversity that has been lost a long time ago in other places.
For Masood, that diversity is almost enough to keep him from returning to his native Tunisia.
I don't want to go back.
So why?
Because this is his world, the pomegranate world. The lost world of the pomegranate. That's the title of the book.
For Living on Earth, this is Anne-Marie Ruff in Karakala, Turkmenistan.
This is all rocket. It's incredible.